أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبالله نستعين. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you all inshaAllah ta'ala. We were discussing Surah Yusuf, chapter of Yusuf, and we have reached ayah number 60. After 5960 of this surah. Up to last week we have discussed how Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our prophet, his progeny and him, went down from the bottom of the prison to the height of the kingdom. And one of the statements that his wife Zulaykha had told him was this. He said, Yusuf, the honesty and the loyalty made a slave a king, and the dishonesty made a queen a poor slave. Yes, subhanAllah, the opposite. But as we have discussed, one of the Yusuf's beautiful good endings with Zulaykha is that they got married, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned her beauty, returned her youth to Zulaykha, to Yusuf's wife. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And now then we said, let's see what happened to the story of the brothers of Yusuf, the ones that they plotted against him and they throw him in the well, which was the cause of him going through the convoy and becoming a slave, and then going to the prison because the wife of the Pharaoh, or the wife of Aziz, Pharaoh, had a liking to him. Now that there was a drought because of the story of the dream, there was a drought, his brothers, his family, they also felt that drought. So they went to Egypt in order to ask for some food. And Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, recognized them. He knew who they were. So therefore he, although they did not know, they did not recognize Yusuf because of that awe of kingdom, Yusuf was a great host. He really was very generous to them, and he gave them good food, he gave them good accommodation, and he gave them what they needed. And when they went home, when they were about to go home, he used the tactic of trying to bring his other brother to him, in which first he said, if you bring them, I will be nice and I will give you his share as well. But if you didn't, I will not treat you the same. And then Yusuf used another, a third tactic, which is also beautiful. What did he do? He not only gave them the food, but also he returned the price of the food with them. So let's read. When Yusuf told them that I want you in the next trip, bring your brother with you, and he put a bit of a harshness at the end by saying, فَإِن لَمْ تَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ قَالُوا, the brothers said, قَالُوا سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ. وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said to his servants, وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ اِجْعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا إِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ They, the brothers, when they heard that they will have an extra measure for their brother, and when they saw the generosity of Yusuf, and when they saw his host, when they saw how he honored them, they became determined. And he said, O Yusuf, they said, O Yusuf, we will try our best to take him away from our father. And we are going to do that, without a doubt. Yusuf here, in a hidden way, said, وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِي Yusuf said to his servants, he said, now go and hide, give them their exchange, currency, money, whatever that they had in exchange. Put it with their food and let them see it way at home. Why? So when they get home, they'll recognize it. Once they are there with their family, they'll recognize it. When they recognize this, they said, yes, subhanAllah, we not only got our money back, but also we got our food, we got our grain, we got our whey, we got our flour, we got whatever we needed. And we were extremely hosted in a nice way, so therefore we should go back. So, sure enough, they went to their father. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ When they went back to their father, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا O father, مُنِعَ مِنَّ الْكَيْلِ There was another portion that we were supposed to be getting. We did not get. And not only that, we were refused another portion of the food that we were supposed to be getting. And not only that, but also, if we did not take our brother, we will not have food at all. Therefore, فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا نَكْتَلْ So, please, Father, send with us our brother, so we will remove the obstacle. Now, speaking of removing an obstacle. Brothers, sisters, when something is supposed to be done, let's give an example. Let's say that I want to do a burning. Now, I need three things in order to burn, to let something burn. I need a form of a lighter, something in order to burn something, such as wood, for instance. And then I need something else calling removing an obstacle. For instance, for the wood to burn, it needs to be dry. If the wood was not dry, if the wood was wet, there's an obstacle. The wood will not burn. So therefore, I'm supposed to be removing an obstacle. What they are saying is, O Father, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, we need to remove an obstacle. Right now, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, had put an obstacle in front of us. And that is to bring our brother, the last brother. So, Father, send this brother with us. The obstacle will be removed, and we will be protectors of him. We will protect him, said no harm will be hitting him, reaching him. The father, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, answered, He said, قَالَ هَلْ أَمَنَكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ Now, brother, let's take a lesson here. Should I trust you just as I trusted you with his brothers? Brother, trust is one of the greatest things that we should have. You know, most of the merchants, when they go to the market, they depend upon their trust. Sometimes you and I, when we go to market, if we need a credit, why they give us credit? Because we are trustworthy. If someone trusts us, he says, oh yes, I'll give you whatever you need. Because I know you're trustworthy. I know you bring the money back. I know you bring whatever I give you back. But if that trust gone, even if you need something, they may not give it to you. So try in your life to be trustworthy. This is what it's been referring to in this location. Although many, many years has passed, but the father is still feeling the burn. The father is still remembering the absence of his son, of his beautiful son, of his prophet's son. Prophet, the son that was a prophet, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And he is still feeling it, is still feeling sad. So he said, should I trust you as I trusted you with his brother, with Yusuf, from the past, من قبل. And then he said, فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. Surely, Allah is the best protector. Allah is the best keeper. And He is the most merciful. You know, subhanAllah. A person may be a good protector, but could not be kind. You know, sometimes you may take a baby to a babysitter. And that babysitter, you know for sure that she will not let that baby out of her sight. But she is not kind. She is not his mother or her mother. The mother is usually, mothers are usually kinder. Fathers usually are kinder than sitters, than someone that is not of their own. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only a good protector, strong protector, no one can stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also He is the most kind. He is the merciful. He is the most compassionate. He's the most merciful. And also, He will have a mercy upon me. For I have been of age now. I'm old. I'm weak. And I know that since He is the protector, He will bring it back to me. And I'm going to depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will not have two disasters. I will not have two tragedies. The tragedy of Yusuf and the tragedy of his brother. It said, subhanAllah, it said that because Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, sincerely he said this statement. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ قَالَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He said, I swear by dignity, I will bring both of them to you. So he said, I will, because you depended upon me. Because see, if we depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Holy Quran, He said, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ Whoever depends upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is sufficient. That's enough. Allah is enough for him. So, now that they have spoken to their father, now that they have spoken about their demand, that their plan about removing the obstacles so they will get another share for their brother, Now they went and they opened their goods, their bags. وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ. Surprise, ya subhanAllah. Once they opened their bags, they realized that even whatever they have used for the sake of exchange was returned to them. So immediately he said, O father, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا نَبْغِي. What else should we ask? Truly, look how Yusuf treated us. Look at how Al-Aziz treated us. Of course, they don't know that he was their brother. He said, we went there. He gave us a good abode. He was very generous to us. He really honored us. He gave us each our share. And not only that, but also he gave us that mean of exchange. Ya subhanAllah. So, هَذِهِ بِضَاعَتُنَا. There is our goods. رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا. It has been returned to us. وَنَمِيرُ أَهْلِنَا. And now we can go back. We can go back in order to get some more. And we will protect our brother. وَنَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا. Yes, we will protect our brother. وَنَزْدَادُ كَيْلَ بَعِيرٍ. And we also will have one more share. We will have one extra share because of our brother. If we took our brother, we'd have one extra share. ذَلِكَ كَيْلٌ يَسِيرٌ. It is very small for the king. Yes, he can give us that extra that we want. Still, the father, yes, all of these good talk, all of these beautiful talk, all of this protection that the brothers are saying, still the father is feeling, still the father is remembering. It is really hard, brothers, sisters, to lose a son. Is really tough, especially for a compassionate father, especially for the one that looks at a particular son like Yusuf, and he sees that quality of prophecy, he sees that virtue, he sees that spirituality. Not only that, but also he sees that physical completion, that beauty, that handsomeness that Yusuf had. How can someone forget such a thing? So he said, Yaqub, Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, he said, قَالَ لَنْ أَرْسِلْهُ أَرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ. I am not going to send you unless, قَالَ لَنْ أَرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ حَتَّى تُؤْتُونِي مُوثِقًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. I will not send him to you unless what? Unless you will give me a strong covenant. Muthiq, mithaq. Now, what is mithaq? You see, in Arabic, we have beautiful. Arabic is really beautiful, brothers. Sometimes some words, although it means the same thing, but they are different levels. For instance, ahd. What is ahd? And then they say mithaq. Aqd, between two people. Aqd, covenant, you see? Mithaq is a very strong ahd. Ahd, a person may not hold on to it, but when it became mithaq or mawthiqan, mawthiqan min Allah, mithaq min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is much stronger. That is a very strong covenant. I will not send my this son with you unless if you write a very strong covenant between you and Allah, us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will return him back to me. Unless what? Illa an yuhata bikum. Who knows the incidents better than Jacob? He's a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows the weakness of a human being in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than Jacob? No one. So therefore, he said, now, unless if there was something that was beyond your limits, beyond your powers, something that it was out of your control, otherwise, he should be back. I mean, for instance, let's say, you know, they went and then there was a great army and they surrounded them and, you know, something like that. I mean, what does 11 people, what does 10 people can do? What do these 10 people can do in front of such a huge number? So they said, yes, we will. فَلَمَّا آتُوهُ مَوْفِقَهُمْ. When they brought that strong covenant between the children and between Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Jacob said, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ. He said, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wakil, is the one who watches, the one who monitors, the one who is looking upon us. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ. Yes, maybe we write the covenants, but who is the witness? Who is the one that watched? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, no matter what happened, if you neglected your duty in protecting this son of mine, you are held responsible. And that's what I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see, what you have given. So they wrote their covenant. Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, had felt a bit of an assurance. So therefore he told his sons. He said, sons, قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ. Beautiful, calls his sons, يَا بُنَيْ. That is a sign of love. You know, he's not calling them, he's calling them, oh, my beloved sons. And usually in Arabic, when they say, يَا بُنَيْ, means, you know, my beloved sons. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَادْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ. Now, what did Jacob have seen? What is he seeing? Since Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was a prophet, since, of course, when someone is a prophet, that means that he watches all of the goods of the food, of the mental, of the spiritual, of the virtues, you know, that the person should pay attention to. The sons also will be from a different quality. Jacob had sons, of course, he had 12 sons. Yusuf was the most handsome, but the rest of his sons, they also were extremely handsome, they were strong, they were powerful, they were nice looking, they were, you know, they were good. So he became afraid from, let's say, a jealousy eye, from, you know, people may envy them in one way or another. Or maybe they get afraid, what's happening? There's about 11 people so strong, so powerful, are trying to come and get into the city. So he said, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَادْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ. So my advice to you is when you go to the city, try to divide up. Each one of you will go, each two, three of you will go from one door. So when people look and say, okay, you know, at this place there's only two, three, the other place is two, three. So it is a much smaller group than 11 people, that they may get a little afraid. So, but وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Beautiful. Very beautiful. But there's always put the factor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. No matter what you do. Even in the prayer. Remember, when we pray, even when we pray, we seek assistance in our salat, in our namaz. What do we say? Remember, in Al-Fatiha, which is one of the most weighed surahs of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah, the hadith say that Al-Fatiha carries 2/3 of the weight of the Holy Quran. You see, the surahs in the Holy Quran is like elements. Each one has a special weight, each one has a special price. Each one has a special reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. I mean, for instance, we have 114 surahs that is in our Holy Quran. The weight, let me give you a little example before I say this. You know, let's say that you have half a kilo, half a pound of dirt. How much does it cost? Now you give me the price. But if you had half a pound of silver, the price is much, much, much higher. If you had half a pound of gold, although they're the same half a pound of rock or dirt, half a pound of silver, half a pound of gold, the price of gold is much, much, much higher than the other elements. Same thing. The surahs, they have different ways, different prices. The Fatiha's weighs 2/3 of the Holy Quran. If you read Al-Fatiha once as if you have read 2/3 of the Holy Quran in rewards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you 2/3 of the Holy Quran. Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ, weighs 1/3 of the Holy Quran. So if you put these together as if in rewards, as if you have read a whole Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that much of a reward. It is great. In Surah Al-Fatiha, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us, He said, say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. He immediately says that worship should be with Allah's isti'ana, with Allah's help. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. How? وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It should be with your help, O Lord. Here is the same thing. He's saying, in other words, sons, always depend upon Allah. وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. If Allah willed anything, it will happen. No matter what. مَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ, إِرَادَةِ اللَّهِ. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah willed something, if the whole existence came against it, the whole existence is in vain. Allah's will penetrate, will go through. وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنَّ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Surely, only the judgment, only the will of Allah, only the command of Allah is the one that goes. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. So therefore, sons, no matter what you do, تَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, depend upon Allah, seek assistance and strength only from Allah. Otherwise, you will not go forward. Otherwise, the smallest thing would be an obstacle. You cannot penetrate. Everything will be against you, not with you. Now, what happened? Now the brothers are about to take off. Where are they going? What are they going to face? Is Yosef anxious to see his brothers? Is Yosef anxious to see his particular brother, the one that is from his mother and father, not the half-brothers? How Yosef is going to treat them? What is the outcome? What Yosef is going to tell them? Inshallah ta'ala, with Allah's help, we will discuss that in the next session. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten our hearts with the Holy Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer and closer and closer to Him, to You, Ya Allah. We want to be with You, Ya Allah. And we would like to be resurrected with Ahlul Bayt, Muhammad wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi.